What's going on? It is the Ralphie Show, and our road to the Grammys continues with a band that is up for two awards coming up at the Grammys. Best New Artist, Best Americana Album, talking about the Lumineers. We have Wesley, Neela, and Ben hanging out right now. Any family members coming out to the Grammys next weekend?
Yeah, actually, all my siblings and my mom and my fiance.
Obviously, it's been since you released the album in April. It's just peaking now on the Billboard 200, and the Grammys kind of culminating. It's been a crazy ride for you guys. I mean, can you put it, like, into words?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, I think is a good word. I think that it's basically the epitome of a snowball effect, you know? Having a lot of patience over a number of years and then kind of having it break, but not break in any sort of logical way, just boom, all at once.
Lumineers here on the Ralphie Show. Neela, if you guys win a Grammy, who's the first person that the band needs to thank?
Oh, gosh. Each other, I guess.
For putting up with one another, for all the hard work you've put in, please elaborate.
Yeah, all of it. I think we've had a lot of time together to get where we are, and so.
Does it surprise you the fact that you've been able to have such a huge hit at radio? And I mean, it's been everywhere. It's in commercials, and I just heard you guys are doing Ellen now. Congratulations on that. And you didn't need to go the major label route.
No, I thought as far as picking out a label, we just got the best deal with Dual Tone, and I think everybody we've surrounded ourselves with are just really hardworking people that want what we want, and it was nice to know, you know, everybody's name and face that was working for us, and it felt really right at the time.
Again, you know, as I mentioned before, the self-titled album came out last April. Back in April, you guys were, I think, booking the tour. Now, you could have really never foreseen all of this stuff happening, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. I think there have been sort of warning signs almost along the way, but I think it's still every little step of the way is like, wow, I guess we are actually doing SNL now, or I guess we're actually doing this now. So
Lumineers here on the Ralphie Show. Wesley, any funny stories from backstage at SNL as you guys got ready to perform? It seems like everybody's always got something.
Jer was planning to wear an Abe Lincoln costume that Neela gave him for his birthday, and they actually forbid him from wearing it. It was supposed to match one of the guys, Bill Hader, who was an actor on the show. In the last skit, he was Abraham Lincoln, and for some reason they wouldn't let him do it, so that was kind of bizarre.
Any idea why?
Too many Lincolns, man. It would have been a meaningless cameo. No one knows what we look like or who we are. So yeah.
We're wrapping up with the Lumineers here on the Ralphie Show, and I hear the music from Ho Hey now in this Blue Moon commercial. Tell me you're at least getting some free product for that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
You probably would rather have something deposited into your bank account, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, don't forget the Ralphie Show is broadcasting live next Thursday and Friday from the Staples Center for the 55th Annual Grammy Awards. The Lumineers up for two awards. Best of luck, and we'll see you out in LA, all right?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.